What do you think of when you imagine a handmade blanket? Probably something soft and warm for a chilly winter night. Artscape producer James Baumgartner talked with Lizzie Dargy, a Providence artist who has created a blanket that is none of those things. Instead, it's a metaphor for life in the pandemic.
Instead of yarn, Lizzie Dargy crocheted her blanket out of 28-gauge steel wire, a little thinner than a spaghetti noodle. She used a popular crochet pattern called a granny square. The squares are about 6 inches on a side, almost floral in design, and they're stitched together with more wire, making a blanket that's about 6 feet long. It has the shape and form of a blanket, but it's unsettling to see something that should be warm and comfortable, but instead it's metallic and cold and sharp. The wire is stiff, but the blanket is flexible. You could lay it on a twin bed, or you could fold it up and drape it over a couch like an afghan. Lizzie told me that the idea for the wire blanket came to her in September 2020, 6 months into the pandemic.
That was quite a culminating period as people were figuring out how kids were going back to school, if they were going back to school or not, so much remote versus in-person talk. It felt like a full summer of not normal life and not getting to experience all the normal things and gatherings. I think also the looming fear of the winter. People trying to predict what was going to happen and what life was going to be like, and feeling that looming, like being able to be outside is going to go away, and kind of feeling that. And so I think it was really a culmination of all of those things that kind of led to that spark right at that time, at the beginning of September.
And as it gets cold, you're going to need a blanket, right?
Yes. Yep. And though this one wouldn't help you very much.
I've seen some pictures of your hands turned into a metallic color by working with this. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about what the process did to you physically?
While I was testing the different wires out, I very quickly could feel what it was doing to my hands. Because when you're crocheting, usually you're pulling, you know, you're pulling the yarn through your hands. You also have to keep a certain amount of tension. And so you very quickly see exactly where on your fingers that wire is running through. It was immediately like, okay, let me try and put a Band-Aid there. Or the anchoring of the crochet hook, because it took so much more pressure to wield the wire where that hook was hitting my hand. I was like, okay, I actually need a glove on this hand, but I can't wear a full glove because you do still need to feel the material. You know, in the beginning, I could only do a few squares, crocheted a few squares at a time before my hands were just too tired. And I wasn't going to let, you know, my hands are a very important part of me. And I was going to try and avoid all long-term damage.
How is this a reaction to this time?
You know, we had this life plan, you know, we're all working towards something different, needing to just kind of continue on, soldier on that path, despite all of the dangers and anxieties of the pandemic. But now we don't really have the right resources. We don't either have the safety gear, or we don't have all of the knowledge of how to keep ourselves safe. And so taking that and then using the blanket, the metaphor of that plan, the crochet plan, but not having any of those right resources, those tools, not having that kind of support system. And so the wire representing that difference in, you know, normal life being the soft, fluffy, wonderful wool blanket that you want to snuggle up under, and then this wire, cold, sharp at times, no comfort whatsoever, kind of as a metaphor of what the past year and a half has felt like.
While Lizzie was making the wire blanket as an art piece, she also made a puff quilt for herself.
It's stuffed with like stuffed animal stuffing, so it's like that's what makes the puffs. And so just like really comforting object to counteract the like weight, coldness, hardness, like pain of this of this piece. There's such a balance in this piece, and I think throughout this whole time of things being really terrible, but also there are still good things happening or things that are helping us get through it. And it can be really hard to hold both of those at the same time.
You can see pictures and video of Lizzie Dargie's wire blanket at thepublicsradio.org. For the Publix Radio, I'm James Baumgartner.